For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, you big old fat greasy juicy b-holes. I am Johnny B, and it's Thursday night, and it is Lightning Thursday night. Game number 4 is going on right now in Washington, the nation's capital.
I believe it's 3. What the hell?
What are you, a rookie? What are you, some sort of goddamn rookie?
Now, another 102.5 The Bone Real Raw Sports.
We don't give the score without the sounder, man.
Sorry.
What's the score?
The Tampa Bay Lightning have a 2-1 lead over the Washington Capitals in game 4.
Said that crap.
Well, then what do you want me to do?
Just say the score. It's maybe 2-1. How they did it.
2-1. I don't know. I literally do not know how they scored yet. You kind of just sprung this on me as I'm loading my computer.
Hashtag you too.
Yes. Absolutely.
My computer just crashed while I was...
Man, I had some really good new sound bites in there.
Not only that, but I had something else queued up too. Hold on. Nobody say anything. Nobody do anything. I got to restart. Hold on. I got this. Everything's fine. Restart. Okay. Do a thing. Yes. Let's see if this works. Okay. It's not.
Darn it.
It's not restarting.
Oh, man.
Okay, I got this. I got this.
You really broke it this time.
Oh,
bro.
Man. This is horrible. All right. Anna Hummel's back.
I'm back. I was waiting for my intro. I wanted to say something, but I didn't know if everybody knew. But I am back. Did you miss me?
I had a sound clip queued up.
You miss me?
Yeah, I had a sound clip queued up. It was nice. It was, baby, come back. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong.
Oh, that's better than the original.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I had the music all queued up and everything, and then this thing just... this is horrible. It won't even let me restart it. This is a giant poop sandwich is what we got going on here. Log off. I don't want to log off, do I? Yeah, I guess I will. All right.
You need to restart.
I know. It's not giving me the option to restart. Mm. Ooh, I think log off's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, you should have restarted, buddy.
No, I got it. I did. The option was not available.
Is this your first day?
No, you... I almost said the F word. No, it's not my first day. I'm in this seat goddamn 5 days a week, and I'm good at it. No, this computer is a giant piece of dog poo-poo is what it is.
I feel like we need to start boycotting the computer like we did the chair.
It's getting worse.
Remember, everyone was like, my back's hurting. Yeah. And then we got this new chair that's like, like $560?
I don't know.
I feel like we need to start doing that with the computer because it does that to everybody.
And it's getting worse. Like, normally I can restart it in, like, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I got it down to a science. I remember when I was in high school, I had a car for 2 years, didn't have a starter. And I got so good at popping the clutch and starting it just by push starting it.
Yeah.
That I didn't even have to have anybody push it. I could just park on a slight incline, throw that bitch into neutral, and jam it down in the second gear and pop the clutch.
Jam
it hard, right? You know, without asking. It just, and it would start every single time.
Mm.
That's how I was getting with restarting the stupid piece of crap computer. And now it's like the computer's figuring it out. It's like, oh, this guy's good at restarting me. So,
well, who do we have to complain to? Who got us the chair?
Look, Mike Calta complained to engineering and they said, yeah, I don't know. We don't see anything wrong with it. So
really?
I don't know.
Wow.
If he can't
make a budge,
yeah.
Then,
I'm not doing anything.
We got no shot.
Let me try to hit a button. See if it works now.
A sushi ball in my mouth.
A
sushi ball in my mouth.
Is this like a Yanny Laurel thing, which I walked into last night?
What do you hear?
A sushi ball in my mouth.
I hear a sushi ball in my mouth. I don't know what a sushi ball is.
Oh, sushi balls are delicious.
A sushi ball in my mouth.
That is not correct, Anna Hummel.
I keep hearing the same thing.
Yeah. Did you listen to the replay from last night at all?
No.
Oh, wow. You should go listen to the clip
ball
of the day.
In my mouth.
Clip of the day?
Yes. Caller named
ball
Albert
in my mouth.
Gave us quite a story last night.
I saw some of the Twitter reactions, but I didn't listen to the actual clip.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Mm.
Love
Robert.
Yeah.
He should call back.
Yeah, should he?
No.
Trent fell asleep again on the phone. Twice he's done that in the last week.
14-year-old Trent.
Oh, I didn't know if it was Trent Ferguson, because there's two Trents in our lives.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Trent, and the one that likes me.
Both of them are handicapped in different ways.
Oh, wow.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We will be updating you throughout the night of what happens with the Lightning game by hitting this sounder.
Now, another 1025 The Bone Real Raw Sports Update.
And we feel like it's our duty to do that since you have the game on mute and you're listening to us, and we do appreciate that.
What game is it again? I know you mentioned it, but I forgot.
Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Washington.
No, but of the seven, which one is it?
Game four.
Okay, and what was the score before?
We are down 2-1, but we lost the first two games, like, badly. We were down 0-2 both games here in Tampa, and they beat the poo-poo out of us both games.
All right.
Then we came back, and we beat the poo-poo out of them in Washington 2 days ago, and now we're playing the fourth game in Washington tonight.
Okay.
And we're winning 2-1 after the first period.
I see. Okay. Best out of whoever wins four.
Four out of
first
seven.
First to four. Yeah.
Yeah, you got this.
I got it. I know sports.
You're getting better and better. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Social shout-outs come out the gate. It's what we do at Johnny B. Comedy, at Johnny B. Show, at Squirm Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio. Got to give love to Will. We said it to him last night before we left, how great of a job he did in your absence.
Yeah.
I thought he would do a decent job, but he really kicked ass. Like, he took the bull by the horns. He learned a lot of the production side of things behind the scenes. And he wanted to learn. It wasn't like we said, hey, you need to do this stuff.
Right.
He came to us. He came to JR. JR taught him a lot, too. He's nice. He's very good at what he does, and he's a good teacher, too. So I was very, very happy with Will. I thought he was great.
Good job, Will. Thank you.
And now
Now
go back to your room. We'll see you at midnight. Aw, poor
Shame.
Guy. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Before we get into shout-outs, tell us about California.
Oh, so much fun. It's so good. I saw my fam. I saw my dad's new dog, which I love. Best dog in the world.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a poodle.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
My girl.
I couldn't find Ryan's Twitter handle today because I'm doing khaki. And then I keep thinking I'm spelling khaki wrong. So I'm like, K-A-K.
Did you try Scrum Ryan Radio?
No, I didn't. And then I looked up just Ryan. It popped up, and I'm like, Scrum Ryan Radio. I'm like, poodle, man.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I'm going to cater my Twitter actual handle based on things that you guys give me crap about on a weekly basis. And it was Khaki Man for a long time. And as of Monday night, it became Poodle Man.
Yeah. And can you explain a little bit for the people that missed it and for myself why you are the Poodle Man?
You're the only one that missed it, Anna. Our listeners are dedicated people, and they listen every single night. But yes, I was pretty much needling Ryan about all the different feminine things that make up Ryan.
Can we just do a quick recap? All right, let's list them off.
I don't remember how came up, but the topic came up about me having a dog, and they asked me what kind of dog I had, and I said, well, my wife grew up with my mother-in-law breeding poodles, and my wife's always loved poodles, so about 8 years ago.
They're smart dogs.
Got it. They're the second smartest breed of dog.
Hyperallergenic fur. I don't even think it's considered fur. I think it's hair.
It's hair.
It's hair. Because they don't shed.
Yes, they don't shed.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yes.
He's see how proud he said that? Yes.
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 Okay,
my
so let's just list it all off. Just recap.
Yeah.
All right, so we got the thespian thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, help me out here.
Oh, I'm in the closet for sure.
Yeah.
Thespian.
I've been banging on the door for a long time. It's locked.
The vasectomy thing.
Can't get out.
There's so many things.
What else?
The other day there was a story about Benjamin Cumberbatch or whatever his
name
is.
Mm-hmm. That guy? Pardon?
I don't know.
Doctor Strange, man.
Yeah. He said he's not going to do another movie until women get their get
poodles.
They get equal pay.
Right. Okay.
Which I said was admirable.
He goes, I really respect that. And I go, shut up, you pussy. Right? Just shut up. Look, yes, everybody should get equal pay, but guess what? Doctor Strange isn't going to change the way things are done. He's not that big of a star. Sorry, nerd. It's not like Tom Cruise said, no more Mission Impossibles. It's not like...
No, he just should stop making them.
Why? There's a new one coming out. It looks really good.
Yeah, it does look really good, actually.
I want to see it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't really like blow 'em up action movies either.
Yeah.
He likes blow 'em up.
But
he likes blowing.
No, that's true too. I have not seen every episode of Glee. I have not seen every episode of Fuller House.
Are you trying to flip it on me that I'm gay? Because
I think
I
that's
like,
what he's doing.
I like good comedies.
I didn't say that.
Glee is a funny series.
I have partaken in a few seasons, but I have not since finished the seasons.
So you gave up. You're not even dedicated, man.
I did give up. You're right.
When I get on a series, I'm dedicated.
Yeah, you're not a quitter.
No.
No.
Oh, I finished 95% of the series I started.
I thought you said that.
Yeah, I finished
95% of the time I look at gay porn.
Oh, okay. do you like Disney more than your kids do?
That was another one.
No, it's at least equal.
Because you went there with just your wife alone
in January.
Right.
Is that a thing people do?
Is that fun? For adults?
I like it.
The only time I've ever seen people do that is Carmen and Blaine.
I was about to say
But that's more Blaine, like Disney, more than her.
Yeah.
Because she was just kind of like, you know, going with it, you know.
I mean, he's a little, you know.
So he might be on the spectrum a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Ryan can join him there.
I mean, I don't hate Disney, but I could think of a million things I'd rather do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't walk theater like, oh, this is the worst. No, it's a fun place.
Yeah, especially if you go with kids. But if I'm just going to go by myself. Was it like a wine tour?
They just spun each other on the teacup ride for 4 hours
Sounds like a horrible time.
Six times in a row we went on that day.
Let's wait in lines all day. That'll be romantic.
She pointed at a crotch and said, let's do It's a Small World later.
No, when we got married, we went to Disney, spent like 4 or 5 days in Disney as our honeymoon. And
in Florida, you didn't like go.
You're on a government watch list.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, I probably am. There's a lot wrong with me.
I love all the bad things that are wrong.
You didn't want to go to, like, I don't know, Bahamas, Hawaii.
You know, if you guys keep this up, I might break down on the air and get a little emotional. Because you guys,
what do you think we've been trying to do for the last 5 minutes? You
I can't
little
take
bitch.
It anymore.
That wasn't the first thing we mentioned.
I'm sorry. It's a long week for me. Yeah. It's hard. My brain's not firing off on all cylinders.
Do people know about your injury?
Yeah. I talked about it on Monday.
All right.
Yeah. My spill in the garage.
Yeah.
Covered in suds. Now my butt was stuck to the garage floor and it was literally slurping detergent into me. It was horrible.
Were you able to get yourself up or
yeah.
no? Okay.
No, I'm still there, Anna.
Well, I didn't know if like your son helped you up because he
he tried to at one point and he slipped and he also busted his ass in the garage.
You know what you need? You need one of those little buttons you push and then it's like, I don't want to fall and I can't get up.
A life alert?
No. Yeah, you need life alert.
I'm not going to succumb to that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be the fat guy on a lark. I'm not going to be a fat guy with a cane. I'm not going to be a fat guy with a life alert.
No, what you can do is you can kind of disguise it as like a Rick Ross like gold chain, but on the underside it'll be that little life alert button.
Not using it.
I thought about put it like a little Adidas cross or something.
That's
yeah.
They don't have a cross.
Adidas. Help me.
They have a tree for them. They don't have a cross. Okay. No, I thought about having instead of a life alert, like a fat alert type.
How's that different?
It's kind of like it calls Uber Eats. Like if you're on the ground and you're like, I broke my leg, I'm going to need something to eat soon. And you hit like this little bacon charm on your necklace. And then Uber Eats like goes, sir, is everything okay? And you're like, I'm hungry and I'm in the garage covered in Gain detergent. And they're like, well, we got you, buddy. We got you. And then they come and they drop off food to you. And they're like, man, that looks bad, dude. I think your leg's broke. And I go, all right, fine, here. And you just tip them, you know. And then they go, all right, see you in a couple hours. Thank you, Uber Eats. Yeah, that would be more important to me than like calling a doctor. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
Ooh, it could be like emergency eats.
Right, that was my,
Yeah, but you need a name. You can't just be Uber Eats. It's got to be different.
Uh-huh.
Emergency Eats.
We could think of a more creative name, I'm sure. All right.
Urgent Eats.
That's way better.
Boom.
Urgent
Eats. You're welcome.
Urgent Eats. Are you a fat ass that fell down and you can't get up?
Yeah.
You want to call 911, but you're embarrassed?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're going to have to eat before you're going to have to see a surgeon for that broken leg.
So hungry.
Right, we know. So at Urgent Eats, we have built a button that goes around with four rolls that you call your neck.
and you hit that button, and food will be brought to your big, fat, sorry ass.
Yeah, ma'am.
New PSA, done. We should have recorded that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.